Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another night of Arts Game Show Party right here serving Blog Talk Radio since 2007. We got some callers, so we'll take our callers in the order that they appear, starting with, I think that's Mike over here.
That's me.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Thank you. Hey, Art.
Hey, thank you. And let's get on. This looks like Mr. Chamberlain.
And I think we have two Batoks on the line.
So, Mr. Chamberlain complained last week you didn't get a speech. I'm going to give you 1 minute. You got
Art, do me a favor. Know your role, shut your mouth. Thank you very much.
And Chris, you're forgetting whose show it is.
I know,
I'll give
anyway,
you 20
know the
seconds.
Role, shut the mouth.
20 seconds to talk
anyway,
game shows.
Anyway, 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Mark your calendar. On a Friday, you will have a new Chris Chamberlain show coming from the ashes. And
oh, well, we're looking for what time? What time?
That will be between 11:30 to 1.
At a later date. Okay. All right.
As I told you,
11:30
to 1, you batok.
All right. And let's get Holly on. Hey, Holly. Holly's warming up to get on. The circle. There you go, Holly.
Hi.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Hello, Holly.
And
hi.
How are you, Holly?
Good.
We got, I believe, this 0993.
Hi, it's Andrea.
It's Andrea.
Brooklyn.
Okay, and this must be Ron.
What are you thinking? This is Ron. How are you doing?
Hey,
I'm
Ron.
I'm doing well.
So.
Hi.
Hey, Ron, did you go to the pharmacy today?
You stop that, please.
You know, Ron, I heard a rumor that Chris is mounting a show against yours at the same time slot.
And the
different
worst part,
network.
You got to watch tonight's episode, though, tonight on Road Trip, because we got Ivan Three Johnson tonight, and, oh, yes, the blooper that we all been waiting for, the one that we took at Fleshy Metal Park.
Oh, I remember that when Phil and I...
Ron, remember that the doctor always tells you to go get that medication.
Oh,
and we don't see Phil on yet. He might be a little under the weather. So
maybe he hasn't eaten gach today.
Yes. He has Phil Manners syndrome.
Or maybe he hasn't had carb tonight.
So, what's new in the game show world, folks?
Well, we got a new game show coming up this Thursday on ABC.
Are you talking about Don't?
Yes.
Okay.
I had no idea and no prior knowledge about this game show.
I have a question on something in regards to a game show.
Go ahead.
With this coronavirus that's been putting things on hold in the game shows, like say The Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal, like what's been going? I know they're probably showing repeats, but the point here is, what's going to happen when things get back to, you know, when things reopen?
Well, look, we're hoping. I mean, I'll tell you an interesting thing, and I wish some of my Price is Right buddies were here. There's a lot of animosity at the Price is Right from the people who work there under Bob Barker. And let's put it this way. Price is Right right now is Daytime's number one rated show. And Let's Make a Deal really is impressive. It started out when they took it on as a replacement for a soap opera that was getting like a really low ratings. And game shows are much cheaper, so Let's Make a Deal performed well enough. But right now it's a pretty big hit. And no version of Let's Make a Deal ran this long, which is interesting. Not even any of the originals with Monty Hall. And Monty Hall, before he passed away a couple of years ago, fully approved of it. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. A lot of the fired producers, when Barker left and one by one they were released, I guess it's Sour Grapes. They were like, Price is Right might be canceled by CBS. We'll find it cheaper to put a talk show. Well, let me tell you, if CBS is dumb enough to do that, Price is Right is still viable. Once this is over, and by next year I think we're going to be having vaccines and this should be over, then you come out September 2021 with a new Drew Carey, new Price is Right, sell it to stations around the country at 11 a.m. CBS really would be dumb because people will still want to watch and find Price is Right. I don't think they're letting go of it. They could show reruns.
In my opinion, Art, in my opinion, it wouldn't be known as corporate suicide.
It would be dumb. I mean, when you cancel a show for several reasons, this wouldn't be one of them. And the same goes for Let's Make a Deal. Price is Right under Drew Carey, because I don't think Bob Barker will sign off on reruns of his show if he does have the right. I don't know. Maybe, because then they can put... And also, I think that would be a slap in Drew Carey's face if you, would put Bob Barker on. You have 14 years, I believe, or 13 years of Drew Carey. You can pull on a lot of reruns. You know, and if you keep kind of current, no one's going to know the difference with the cars that much. You know, same with Let's Make a Deal. It would be okay to watch. Wheel is going to have to do that. Now, Jeopardy is in better shape because they pre-tape a lot of shows. The teachers' tournaments are new. They can pull out some classics, you know, in there. So these shows will be on. They're just going to have to, you know, a show that might have to struggle a little bit is Meredith Vieira's new 25 Words or Less, because it's only been on a couple of years. And how much can you rerun, you know, what they have? But there's a lot of material that they can do for the time being. You know, there are other things that come up like writer's strikes. So I predict that once they get to go back in production, and it will be soon or later, you know, you'll see some fresh shows. All the summer fun and games, a lot of those were in the can. The only two that didn't make it on, and we probably won't see them until next year, Pyramid and the new Car Trucks. So hopefully, they'll be back.
It is on.
What about Match Game, Mark?
No, the new Car Trucks. What?
Match Game is back for another season. They were on Sunday.
No, Match Game is, right. Match Game is back. All of those taped all of their 2020 shows before the virus. So you're looking at, they put that Millionaire on. That was in the interim. It didn't have an audience. It was just when the virus was coming in. But Press Your Luck and Match Game taped in January or December. To tell the truth, taped really early.
And Press Your Luck.
Right, that's in. But to tell the truth, in its first season, I'll tell you, do you all know, and I'll talk about this and then we'll get into our game. We got five more minutes for people to call in at 516-387-1915. Do you know that when people called in, call in, that's why I'm talking about people calling in. Do you know in the new Tell the Truth was actually pitched because Anthony Anderson went on Family Feud with his mother as when the first couple of
seasons
Celebrity Family Feud featured actual families of celebrities with their actual families. Now they're making it like rock groups, and it was pretty different. But I liked it with the actual families. Now, Mama Doris was a hoot. And the people at Fremantle Media said, why don't we get together and see if we could revive To Tell the Truth? They came up with it. They had it as an idea to come back with it. Kind of revamped the show. One of our teachers, Ari Nagel, who's a super dad. He has over 50 kids. And he was a player. And so he confirmed what we all know. Unlike the older versions, the players don't play for money. The money, on To Tell the Truth, was usually negligible. It wasn't much prize money. So the three challengers get a stipend. He got $800 plus the airfare and a couple of other goodies that they gave out. And that's what they play for now. So it's really played more for fun. Did you see it last week? Not Thursday, but last week?
I haven't had yet.
No, I did not.
They had a woman come on first as Master of Disguise. She actually disguised herself, and George W. Bush didn't know who she was, or it might have been George Senior Bush. And then, okay, so great. She stands up. She's the real person. The last person was a grandmother who gave birth to her grandchild.
Wow.
Her son is married to a man, so they took the son's sperm and the husband's sister's egg, and the grandmother carried the baby. So you had to guess who was the grandmother. So I'm looking at the second player, and I'm saying her face is familiar. I was going to pick her because I saw her somewhere. It turns out she was the player from the first game, Master of Disguise. And that's why her face was familiar. And people voted for her. No, only I voted for her. The third person was Elvira without makeup, and I didn't recognize her. You all know Elvira.
I remember Elvira, who was Mrs. Ozark. I forgot her name. It was Victoria.
Sandra Peterson?
Yeah. I totally stumped with that. This week, one of the challengers in a costume was someone who played some kind of reality game, whatever they call those, and they were all in heavy costumes. And it was Pee Wee Herman, and it was the second time, Paul Rubens, that they had him.
Wow. That was a
sweet like
one.
So, we're going to get to our game. We're going to go into archive. We're going to play more of Dear Abby. Mike, why don't you pick one? I got two choices for you.
Get
right into our game. But these times go really quickly. We got Religion Leads to Cancel Plans to Marry, or Husband Worried About Expressing Affection in Front of Kids.
We'll go with the pervy husband.
Husband worried?
Sure.
Or husband worried about it?
The worried husband.
Okay. Oh, I wish you went with the other one. I was curious. What we will find out on that one, maybe at a later date.
Game show lineup.
All right. That's a game show lineup. Oh, we got a lot of ones here. Let's see who's calling. Hello, 111. Who's our caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Is that Phil?
Hello.
Yes,
that is me.
You're
I am calling with Skype because I'm calling with Skype because my phone doesn't work or what some other reason.
Okay. Well, welcome. You just got in time. Just got in right under the wire. We have our first Dear Abby question.
I just saw.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mike has just selected husband worried about expressing affection in front of kids. Dear Abby, my husband loves me, but he bends over backwards to hide it when the children are around. My 4-year-old made me realize that children do notice things like that when he said, I'm the only one around here who will give you a kiss. Mommy? I think the children should see their parents express a little affection for each other once in a while. What do you say? Signed, Faithful Reader. Abby, oh, let's hear some of your ideas first. What do you think about affection in front of the kids?
I don't have any kids.
No, yeah, I don't either. I don't. All right. Well, let's go to the choices then. A, your husband is probably worried about being overly romantic in front of the kids. B, physical touching isn't the only way to be affectionate in front of the children. C, if a parent is not comfortable being affectionate in front of the kids, it will be obvious to them. D, fortunate are those children who can recall such sweet memories. Psychologists, coaches, couches are wet with the tears of patience. Only remember the fights their parents had.
Oh,
all right, Phil,
God.
What do you think? We'll go from the bottom up here. Because you're on the bottom of my list, Phil, not literally.
I don't like C or D. I'm just going to pick a random. I need to go with A.
A, probably worried about being overly romantic. Holly?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the last one, D.
Fortunate of those, the whole thing with the psychologists. Mike?
Yeah.
I'll go with D also. Sounds more like advice than the rest of them.
Okay. Ron?
I also say D also because I know it's crazy, but I will go with D.
Andrea?
D.
And Ron.
You did ask me. What's D?
Ron.
Oh, I did. You went with C. Everybody went?
D.
Oh, no,
D.
Chris. I'm
D.
Sorry.
No, you Patak.
Chris, what do you say?
Finally, you figure it out, Patak. I would say choice D.
C? Parent being not comfortable. B, physical touching isn't the only way.
I'm trying to, you know, that's what I'm thinking, but I'm like my mind's a little bit jumbled.
Dear Abby went with the majority here. She said D, fortunate the whole thing with the psychologist. So
that
didn't give much
like
advice.
It sounded like a Dear Abby answer.
A Dear Abby answer didn't really give any help. Didn't give any help. Just gave an opinion.
The hell was that?
All right, Chris, why don't you pick one? Choice. You can take she's always cheerful in the morning, or woman wants lover to marry her for the sake of the child.
Repeat the first one.
She's always cheerful in the morning.
If she's always cheerful, that means she's got some last night, so let's do that one.
I wanted to hear the other one. All right. Well, might
no,
hear
well,
that one.
Too bad. Too no. bad for talk.
Dear Abby, I'm always in a good mood and smiling easily comes to me. But would you please tell me what to say to people who say, I hate people who are always so cheerful in the morning. You make me sick.
Me.
I would like to have some kind of comeback that would put them in their place. Signed, Happy and It Shows It. Here's your choice. Just say, I'm sorry if my feeling happy makes you unhappy. B, the most effective response to a rude comment is no reaction whatsoever. C, how about that's your problem? D, don't let them rain on your parade. Laugh them off. So let's start at the top with Chris so we don't forget him.
Finally, you figure it out, but talk.
Hurry, because we're going to run out of time. We want to get as many in. Think about it.
I would say B.
The effective response is no reaction. Next, we have Ron.
This is a tough question I've got to think about. I will say C.
C, that's your problem.
C, yeah.
Andrea.
D.
D, don't let them rain on your parade. That is an Abby-esque thing, but I'm not so sure. We'll go now to Mike.
That's your problem. C.
And Holly.
I think she'll say, don't listen to them. That's your problem. D.
That's your problem. D is don't let them rain on your parade. C is that's your problem.
Oh, I thought you said, I think they'll say D. Just don't let them rain on your parade. Yeah.
And Phil.
Yeah, I kind of like the last one. Don't rain on your parade. Let's go with that one.
You know what? I'm going to go with that, laugh them off. I'm going to go with that one also because that sounds like an Abby-esque thing. So that's your problem. Sounds good, but that's antagonistic. So I'm going to go with don't let them rain on your parade. So let's see what Abby said. Ooh, Abby said B. No reaction at all. Somebody did say that.
Or
that was
more talk.
Yes. Good for you, Chris. Ron is keeping score. Okay, let's see. Hey, we'll go to Phil. Phil, why don't you pick one? Husband likes to scare wife, or mom thinks grandparents fail to do their duty.
I'm gonna go with the wife, the first one.
And the one I wanted. Will not be seen on the game show clock party today. All right. Dear Abby, my husband loves me, but for some strange reason, he gets pleasure out of scaring me. He will often sneak up behind me and grab me or surprise me with a loud, sudden noise. I ask him to quit, but he says I'm a poor sport because I can't take a joke. Am I right or wrong? Or is it signed, startled wife?
And your stupid signature stinks.
Tell him to grow up and stop acting like a child. B, turn the tables and take him by surprise and see how he likes it. C, if he continues to play this cruel game after you ask him to quit, you qualify as an abused wife. D, anyone who takes pleasure in making other people uncomfortable needs professional help.
False.
Let's go. We'll start with Phil. We'll go up the ladder quickly. Phil, what do you think?
I like the first one. Well,
tell him to grow up and stop acting like a child. All right. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Holly?
Yeah, I think the first one.
All right. Two for A. And Mike?
I would say turnabout's fair play. So I would say turn the tables and do it to him and see how he likes it.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, yeah. These are all kind of good answers, and I think Abby could have said any of them. Andrea? Anyone who needs professional help?
Yes.
Okay, Ron.
I'm going to go with the other guys. I'll go away.
Okay, tell him to grow up and stop acting like a child. And Chris?
I'm going to say what Mike said. I was trying to remember it. I just lost track.
I think he said turn the tables.
Turn the tables.
See how he likes it.
Yes.
I like that one. I just don't think Abby would have said it. I'm going to go
give the answer, he should just divorce this woman anyway. She's kind of annoying.
Yeah, just to write a letter. But she doesn't like being scared.
Tough.
Gee, all of these are good. I don't think C with the abused wife. That seems a little too rash to even make that comment. I'll be shocked if it is. I'm going to say A, that grow up, because I think that's an Abby-esque answer. But let's see. She said C. Oh, Abby.
Nice.
C. Oh,
wow. I don't believe it.
That any husband that scares his wife as like a surprise is an abused, that's an abused wife. My mother would say, stop it.
That's a shocking answer right there.
All right, well, we've got about 5 minutes left. I think we'll have time for at least one more. So who didn't pick yet? Holly, you didn't pick one, did you?
No, not you.
Neighbor whistles at all hours, or honesty may not always be the best policy.
What was the first one?
Neighbor whistles at all hours.
Okay. Oh. All right, I'll choose the first one.
Again, the one I didn't. Okay, but we always give you a choice. Looking at the clock, this will be the last one for the evening. I'll save the rest for next week, and then we'll have time to talk and let people know about what's coming up on Ron's show, which is not going to be on Zoom again. It's going to be on an other unidentified.
Which will be Messenger meeting room. That's going to be Rope After Party. That's coming up in just about 4 minutes.
But, you know, Zoom is so nice. I don't know what happened.
Well, I had a little problem with the data, and that's what's been happening. Next week, we'll have it all corrected next week. So, promising that we'll be on.
You'll call Optimum and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'll deal with Optimum anyway. I'll deal with everybody here.
Okay. So, here's the question we're going to do. Neighbor whistles at all hours. Dear Abby, I have an apartment neighbor who goes outside at all hours of the night to whistle for his cat. He does this as much as 5 or 6 times an hour. This is getting on my nerves. What should I do? Signed, Whistler's Neighbor.
Are you kidding me?
A. Shut your window. B. And by the way, it's raining in New York. Is it raining by you guys?
Yeah. It was early on today, yes.
It's raining right now. I hear it.
Oh,
I'll tell you about
that.
This is very game show related. I'll tell you that phrase, raining in New York, and you can find it. But let's get the answers. A, shut your window. B, yell over to him to be quiet. C, perhaps your neighbor is lonely and whistling for attention, so why not invite him over? He might scare you. D, suggest that he keep his cat indoors, and cat is in quotes. Let's start at the top with Chris. Chris is a cat owner. Do you whistle at your cat?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do, too. My mom was just whistling at Tiffany.
Well, I would say, what was choice B again? I forgot.
B? Yell over to him to be quiet. D is... D? It's shut your window is A. D is yell over to him to be quiet. C is perhaps your neighbor is lonely and whistling for attention, so why not invite him over? D, suggest he keeps his cat indoors.
I'm going to say keep the cat indoors.
Keep the cat indoors. Yeah, we all should. Andrea, what do you say?
Shut the window.
Okay, Ron?
I'm also going to say shut the window, too.
Mike, my fellow cat owner.
Shut your window.
Shut the window. Holly?
I would say she's the last one. She's going to make a polite suggestion.
Suggest that keep his cat indoors. And Phil?
Yeah. That sounds like what she would do.
Yeah, right. That's...
I yell out the window to my neighbor,
close,
to keep
his
dog. Close
the window.
Yeah,
the window.
Holly does have this problem, by the way.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that at maybe a later date. Holly, we don't have a lot. Holly needs more than a minute to talk about her neighbor. Let's get to Phil.
Okay. We'll do that.
Close the window.
Close the window. And we only have a little bit left. Abby says, oh, boy, you won't believe this. Abby is trying to play matchmaker here. She says, perhaps your neighbor is lonely and whistling for attention. So why not invite him over? Oh, that Abby. Join us again next week. I know what you mean. Join us again next week. We're running out of time, so we will see you next week on Arts Game Show Party. Don't forget, stay tuned for Ron on... what is that show called? The Ron Rondon radio show?
It's Road Trip After Show. It's called Road Trip After Show.
After Show.
It's going to be on.
So we'll see you next week. Have a good week.
And don't get turned to free. I'm working free right now because Road Trip is next.
All right. Stay with them.
Good night.